Talking today with John Collison with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. We've got another week of legislative activities under our belt now at the Oklahoma State Capitol. John, I know that y'all have been working on several bills, including one that deals with some ad valorem taxes.
Yeah, House Bill 1374, and good morning, by the way. This was a deadline week at the Capitol. So all the bills had to be heard in the House and all the bills had to be heard in the Senate. And now all those bills that have been heard are switching bodies. And one of the last bills that was heard was House Bill 1374. And this is an unbelievably bad bill. It truly is. If you live in rural Oklahoma or really anywhere in Oklahoma, this bill now allows cities and municipalities with just a simple majority, just 50 plus one, to go out and ask the people if they want to raise taxes, ad valorem taxes, to start funding city services, police salaries, fire salaries. That's unprecedented, Ron, and we all know that is in agriculture. There's a supermajority for ad valorem taxes for a reason, and those taxes are meant to go out and buy hard assets, not salaries. This opens Pandora's box. The teachers will be at there next year. They want to use ad valorem taxes for their salaries, and why wouldn't they? If we have a simple majority vote on this, this changes everything. This is what we've never done in Oklahoma. I know times are drastic, but this is one of the most drastic measures we have. And so it barely squeaked through the House. We're going over to the Senate. We're going to make sure it tries to die a painful death over there.
Now, I know that you did work with some of the authors, and you got some exemptions for agriculture.
Sure, there's an ag exemption in there, and that was in there from the beginning. But we know what this is. That's okay today, but we know what this is. I've watched these bills time and time and time again of cities and schools now wanting to come in and take ad valorem taxes. And it's the least popular decision they can make, to come in and take ad valorem taxes and use these to fund services, salaries, and that kind of stuff. Ron, once that money's spent, it will never come back. We won't be able to build schools. We won't have that money in the funding. And by the way, we're just doubling our tax base. And so while there's an exemption for ag today, and by the way, in the Senate, there wasn't an ag exemption. In the Senate, it was just all cities and municipalities. And so this, you know, this process is not black and white. There's a lot of ambiguity to it. We are making sure that this bill does die, even with an ag exemption in there. When you go with a simple majority to pass an ad valorem tax, we are opening Pandora's box, and I encourage really not just agriculture listeners, but all listeners to call their members and tell them to vote no on House Bill 1374.
So that'll be considered in the Senate in the days ahead. Any other bills that y'all have been paying a special attention that have made
sure
that crossover?
Sure. You know, we're looking at these rural health issues. Rural health affects all of our membership in Oklahoma. And so, you know, there's some nurse bills out there, nurse practitioner bills that we're looking at. And we're also looking at these education bills. I mean, teachers and schools are important to us. Getting funding and the correct funding to these schools so that our children's education is the best it can be is important. And so there's a number of those bills that have switched over. We begin the process again in the committees again in the House and the Senate, and then back to the floor, and then ultimately on to the governor for her signature. But, yeah, there is, you know, we're looking at rural health. We're looking at education. We're looking at taxes. And we continue to talk about water at the Capitol as the most important asset we have.
Next week, you're taking a delegation to your spring congressional action tour to D.C. I know that you're excited about that.
You know what? We are. We're really excited. We got over 60 people going to fly up to Washington, D.C., and we're meeting with the White House. We're meeting with EPA. We're meeting with our delegation. And yeah, I did say we're meeting with the EPA. How exciting is that, right, that we have a friend today in Oklahoma at the Environmental Protection Agency and Scott Pruitt. We will be meeting with the director. And you know what we're asking? What does the future hold in this administration? Donald Trump has talked a lot about infrastructure needs in this country, and Oklahoma has a massive amount of infrastructure needs. We drive our pickups, we drive our semis, we drive our crops on the road every day. Our infrastructure must be maintained, not only in roads, but in water and other issues. And so, Ron, those are the questions we're going up to talk with Administrator Pruitt, the White House, Senator Inhofe, Senator Langford, Congressman Lucas, all the delegation. What do we need to be doing today in Oklahoma to be looking forward to the next, hopefully, 8 years of this administration doing good things for Oklahoma?
Farm Bureau's John Collison visiting with us today. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.